No worries, Lee. Thank you. Yes, I am. I'm a very proud daughter of a Vietnam veteran.
Now, just paint a bit of a picture, because you spoke at a service, what was it, last year?
Yes, I did. I was actually thrown into the guest speaker role when one of our speakers couldn't make it. So, yeah, I did. I shared a little bit about my dad, and I also shared some memoirs from other Vietnam veterans. I was very proud to be up there. Like, I am proud of Dad, that's for sure. He was in Vietnam as a reinforcement trained in both the infantry and the mortars.
Right.
And he did experience combat during his time there, and that sort of painted his life as to what it was. It wasn't always happy for him. So, yeah, I'm quite proud to actually stand up and let people know what he went through.
So what was the year that he was enlisted?
So Dad was in there between 1967 and 1969.
Right, okay. And Circular Head as well represented in the Vietnam War. In fact, 45 men were enlisted from Circular Head, including one set of three brothers, two sets of two brothers. Out of the 44, I think 39 were enlisted in the Army and five in the Navy. And what section was he in?
Yeah, so Dad was, he was enlisted as a reinforcement trained in infantry and mortars. And then 2 months later, after he arrived, he transferred to the mortar platoon where he served for the rest of his duty. So he was in the firebase Diggers Rest, which is a base that was set up on the fire trail. And he had a lot of exposure to Agent Orange, which I'm sure a lot of them did.
Of course.
Yeah, so he never talked much about his service. He was a very private person, but in his last years of life, he sort of started talking to us family more about it.
Can we ask, when did your dad pass away?
So he passed away in 2019. He had a brain tumour at the age of 45, which was, we know, was due to Agent Orange. And he came back to overcome that, even though he had quite a few disabilities from his brain tumour. 27 years after that initial surgery, he developed another brain tumour. So he wasn't as successful with that one.
And, oh, gosh.
And that took his life in 2019.
This is a way, this service, the Vietnam Veterans Day in Smithton, to remember and bring the community together and remember and share some stories, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So we've, like Lizzie Gale, I just want to honour Lizzie too, because she's been a massive part in getting this Vietnam Veterans Service together for Circular Head. So we've had this since 2015, and yeah, she was a major factor to get it going, and she sadly won't be with us this year, so I know she's going to miss her first service. Our day honours all Vietnam veterans, but specifically our local Circular Head veterans. We like to pay tribute to them. And if you can see see the RSL Facebook page today, they're actually putting up lots of posts of the veterans and how they served and what and their time and photos of them, so that's really good to see. And we've also got the schools involved again this year, and that's great as well, because we don't want our veterans to be forgotten. So if we can keep the schools involvement each year and sharing, we've got both Smithton High School and Circular Head Christian School sharing, so if we can keep their involvement, that will ensure that our veterans will never be forgotten.
So well done to Lizzie Gale and everyone associated with the Circular Head RSL Centenary Committee. Those schools, as you just alluded to there, and make sure you keep an eye on the Facebook page. Originally going to be planned for Anzac Park in Smithton, because the weather is not looking too good for this Thursday. It's going indoors. So the RSL Club Rooms will be the venue in Nelson Street in Smithton. Service will start at 11 o'clock, Ali. There'll be a light lunch there, refreshments at that RSL, but it's a great venue, isn't it?
It is a great venue, and there's a lot of displays of all the veterans as well, so come and have a listen to our guest speaker, who's a Flight Lieutenant Richard Colborne, and come and have a listen, and you can have a look at the displays, and a light lunch will be served.
The display is absolutely fascinating, so the last post will be played, so they'll have the flag raising as well. I'm taking it indoors?
Yes.
Just a reminder, it's at the RSL Club Rooms in Smithton in Nelson Street, not outdoors at Anzac Park in Smithton. As we remember those and thank those who served and those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, we will always remember them, Ali. And thank you very much for your time, from sharing us your personal story with us on 7BU Breakfast.
Excellent. Thank you very much.